Now, before we even progress into the pluses and minuses, I want to know what the hell a stem cell is. What exactly is it? In language that that we can understand, what is a stem cell?
A stem cell is a pluripotent cell. It's a cell that can become anything that your body needs. Your body has over 200 separate cell lines in it. That's what makes, those are the building blocks that make you Art Bell. 200 separate cells, different cells. Well, a stem cell can become any one of those 200. It's pluripotent. It's a stem from which all other cells are made. It's the progenitor cell. It's the embryonic cells. It's the first cells that are created.
Is it a cell before, in other words, it's just a like a blank cell that could...
It's more than a blank cell. It has everything in it. So it has all the genetic information. It could become
anything.
A bone cell. It could become a muscle cell, a heart cell. It could become a brain cell.
Huh.
It could become a piece of your eyeball or your intestine, your hair.
So then is it a cell prior to an order going out for it to become something?
Yes, it's the original... Okay, let's start with an ovum. Okay, let's start with an egg.
Okay.
Okay, well, the egg is the master cell of reproduction.
Right.
Okay, along comes a sperm, okay, which is essentially a delivery vehicle, you know, a guided missile, if you will. You know, sperms find their way,
yes.
Right?
I like that analogy. Guided missiles, that sounds good.
It's a guided missile with DNA in it.
And it's fired right at the egg.
Yes.
Yes.
Millions of them, go, and only one lucky little sperm finds his way to the right place,
uh-huh,
and gets in there and deposits, his DNA.
Yes.
And the DNA from the egg and the DNA from the sperm meet, and then cell reproduction goes to town.
Right.
And then we form a blastocyte, after a few days. And the blastocyte is... a blastocyte is about 150 cells or so. That occurs at about age 5, and that's where we have the first, really the first stem cells.
You said age 5.
At day 5.
Day 5.
Day 5.
Okay. Got to be with
and
you
these
here at
stem,
day 5.
These embryonic stem cells can become nerve, lung, heart, muscle, kidneys, red blood cells, pigmented cells, pancreatic cells, thyroid cells, anything you want. There's over 200 different types of cells in the body.
And in what manner are they ordered to become one thing or another?
Well, that's the magic of life. There are literally thousands and thousands of chemical messengers that are present in the growth process. And it's a question of what is next to the cell, what chemical is by the cell, what nutrients are by the cell. There's any vast number of stimulants that tell the cell to become, or that stimulate one cell to become bone, one cell to become muscle, one cell to become blood.
There's got to be very little, though, that's random in the process, because different as we may be, you get a human each time.
Absolutely. It's a miraculous system. I don't think that I know that we don't understand all the mechanisms, because we're still trying to puzzle it out so that we can make stem cells work. But
yeah.
Your question was, what are stem cells? Well, they're
basically
fertilized egg and ovum that have been allowed to grow into a blastocyte, which is the very earliest cellular material that goes on to form the fetus.
Okay, all right. So I guess what our imagination is that we experiment, or the idea is we experiment with stem cells and try and figure out how to order them to do what you want them to do, doctor. In other words, build a hand. I guess
let's talk about something that we've already done. Let's order them to repair heart tissue.
Right.
Let's say someone has a heart attack.
Yes.
Has a scarred heart.
Yes.
And they had a clogged blood vessel, and they survived the heart attack, but now they have a diseased heart where part of their heart is now flaccid. It's not active living muscle anymore.
Gotcha.
It's dead scar tissue.
Right.
Okay, and they have...
And you're telling me that these stem cells could be instructed to go in there and fix that heart.
They don't even have to be instructed. You just inject some of these stem cells into that heart tissue.
Really?
And they know exactly where to go and what to do.
So you're telling me I inject the stem cells minus anything, any instruction to them?
In other words, instructions. They know what they're doing. They find their way to the heart tissue.
Oh.
And they will find their way to the damaged tissue. They will seed the damaged tissue. And they will start the repair process.
Oh, my God.
And this has been done. This has been done in humans already.
It has?
Yes, it has. It's been done in mice, it's been done in laboratory animals, and recently it's been done in humans, and this stuff works. This is very, very powerful technology.
That's incredible.
You understand why
yes.
Ronald Reagan's son is talking about this technology for Alzheimer's, because even though it hasn't been done yet for Alzheimer's, it has been done for stroke. And again, the stem cells find their way to the damaged area of the brain.
Yes.
They actually regrow new brain tissue. They reconnect the nerves, and they seem to have the power to repair, perhaps not completely, but certainly to a great extent, the damage from the stroke as well.